This podcast may contain scary, disturbing, or disgusting content. You have been warned. Hi everyone, welcome to Anomalous. I'm Dr. Eggs, and this week I'm proud to present the Euclid class object SCP-5343, the For You News app. Alright everyone, sorry about last week. I got sucked into the pond at SCP-2316, as you may have guessed from listening. But fortunately, an MTF pulled me out, so I am safe and sound. It also appears the robot Rick rolled you all. I will try and fix that in the event that I get cognito-hazarded again or something like that. SCP-5343 is a news app for mobile devices. Information published can vary, but it usually has to do with those reading it. Some examples have included stories about the subject's birth or death, stories about the subject's friends or family, incidents that have or will directly affect the subject, and images or videos of the subject. In the range of 4 weeks to 2 years after the use of the app, subjects will develop permanent retrograde and anterograde amnesia, resulting in them not being capable of remembering past memories or forming new ones. Foundation scientists consider the cause of this to be anomalous damage to the tissue in the frontal lobe of the subject's brains. SCP-5343 was discovered in an apartment in Chicago, USA, after police received reports that the inhabitant had been unresponsive since they had downloaded a mobile app. The body was recovered by Foundation agents and determined to be the body of Malcolm Stevenson, a mobile freelance designer with possible connections to groups such as Are We Cool Yet?, Gamers Against, Bad Leaf, and ParawatchNet. An autopsy was performed, revealing Stevenson's death to be of anomalous origin. Agents were given the go-ahead to investigate further, and they discovered SCP-5343 on the victim's phone. After the containment of SCP-5343, the Foundation performed several tests. The first test will be saved for last because reasons. D210987 was used for the second test. They were instructed to use the app for 2 days before it was taken away. They reported minor memory loss but nothing else. Tests confirmed that there was no brain damage. This led to the conclusion that SCP-5343 takes roughly 1 week to manifest its effects. In the third test, D658972 was tested on. SCP-5343 was downloaded onto a computer, and the D-class was ordered to open it. SCP-5343 wouldn't open, and it was concluded that SCP-5343 could only be accessed on mobile devices. In the fourth and final test, D987614 and D185234 were tested on. D987614 was instructed to use the app for 3 days before passing it on to D185234, who would use it for another 3 days. The first D-class was affected by memory loss, while the second was unaffected. D185234 admitted that they hadn't signed out of D987614's account and had used it for the 3 days. They were terminated for this. Now, back to the first test. D159823 was instructed to use the app for 6 months, along with writing a journal for the duration of the test. Some recovered entries include, "Truth be told, I don't really know where to begin with this. I guess I should explain the situation, right? Hello, my name is Ryan, and currently I'm in some facility stuck inside of a cell. It's great, especially since they gave me this journal and a phone. I don't really know why I have this phone, but the smart-looking guys said that I needed to use it whenever I could. going along from that, those guys also said that I had to use this app that I've never seen before. Thankfully, the app is the only one on the phone itself, so I can't possibly get it confused with something else. I'm still curious about how they deleted camera and all the other apps from the phone, but I really don't care enough at this point to ask. I don't have much else to add right now. I think tomorrow they want to watch me use the phone and stuff. I guess so they can observe how I feel about it? I don't really know, but I'll have that to look forward to. Until then, I suppose. It's been about a day or so since my first entry. I spent some of last night and most of today trying to figure out how to use the app itself. It's really pretty for what it is. The home screen and the little buttons have this nice contrast to it that's really pleasing to the eye. When I first opened to it, I was asked to subscribe now to see your personalized news feed. I didn't exactly know what that meant, but I guess I'm a subscriber now. It's weird. It didn't even ask for an email or an account when I signed up, just accepted my request. It even knew my name, which was odd at first. What's also weird is that the article on the app actually talked about someone I knew, a friend of mine named Ralph. I won't get into everything, but the gist was that he got some promotion at his job and was a prominent leader in the company. I mean, it's fantastic and all that he got promoted, but how did this app know about it? Ralph wasn't a super popular guy, so the article really took me for a surprise. But now that I think about it, he does work at Redacted, so I guess that it does make some sense. I'm probably overthinking it. I did see some other articles about sports and whatnot that piqued my interest. It's always been nice to remember the outside world, and I know many other people that are locked up in here don't really have the same luxury. It was just, the article really freaked me out at first, but only because it was kind of personal. I should probably just relax, you know? I'll take some time to compose myself and probably go back to sleep. I'm starting to see a lot of articles about myself, which, by the way, is absolutely beep terrifying. How do they know all this stuff? One of the posts even talked about my life in Indy when I was in high school, but how in the beep did they know that? I've been looking through this app more and more just to see what kind of information it has on it, on me. None of these articles have author names or anything in them. I mean, it's so beep terrifying. Is there someone with a camera in my room or something? I mean, I haven't found one or anything, so I don't think that's the case. Can't stop thinking about the what if. What if there's someone watching me at all times? What if someone knew everything about my life? It hurts my head to even think about it. I need to rest. After using this app for only 4 days, I'm starting to really figure out how beep weird it actually is. I have read a total of 13 articles, and I've counted at least 6 so far that have talked about either someone I know or someone I love. How does it know this? I mean, I've heard about websites and stuff selling your data and having ads target you, but whatever is this, the amount of information it has is horrifying. I've asked some of the doctor guys or whatever if I could stop using it, but they just keep telling me that the app is supposed to act like this. I guess I don't really have much of a choice, but I don't think they realize just how against the internet I really am. I didn't even have social media before I got locked up. Now they expect me to be okay with this? I just want to destroy the beep thing, but I know that would only cause me trouble down the line. So I'm guessing I'm stuck to using this freaky app or whatever until the doctors take it back, which is annoying as heck, but there's nothing I can do. Time to sleep then, I guess. I remember hearing something about attention engineers or whatever that try to get people addicted to phones. My friend a few years ago tried to convince me that Facebook and Instagram would hire these people so they could figure out how to get customers to use their stuff more. I didn't believe him, or her, at first, but after using the phone, I'm starting to feel more convinced. I haven't stopped using the device since Tuesday, and that was days ago. Of course, the fact that I'm locked up in this cell doesn't really help with entertainment, but still, I shouldn't be acting like this, right? Speaking of entertainment, there was this one article I read yesterday that really spooked me. The headline read, "Prediction, Darnell will fail." Oh, yeah, this is fall. "Well, Darnell will fall." It just talked about me falling down some flights of stairs or something. Didn't really say when it would happen, but that wasn't the thing that bothered me. Near the bottom of the article, it had this image of me sitting on a cot in my cell. How did this app get that photo? I'm starting to think that whatever place I'm being held in is working with the people who made the app, and that's why there's a photo of me on there. I can't really prove anything right now, but that has to be the reason. Why else would I need to keep doing this? I think this place is a cover-up. There's probably attention engineers right now that are watching my every step, trying to figure out how they can convince me to keep using the app. Beep! That. They'll need to try a little harder. I fell down the stairs today, walking to dinner. The app is really getting to me. I've been reading more and more, and it's gotten to the point now that I'm missing my family. I was so upset to see that Langley Pond was getting empty out. My wife, Laura, and I, along with our daughter, Jaden, would go out there all the time to have fun. I remember one time when Jaden was still a baby, where some drunk idiot fell into the pond while fishing for bluegills. It was late in the evening, and he and his buddies were chilling out by the dock near us. When it happened, Laura begged me to jump in to save him. Guess she was afraid he'd drown or something, but I'm pretty sure the fat dude could swim just fine. Anyway, I went out and helped him, and he gave us, like, $20. I guess it was to say thanks, but really didn't do much for us. Hey, there's an article about Laura. The app says it's a spotlight, so I'm going to read that. I'll write in here again later. It's been about 2 weeks since I started writing in this journal. The app has now started writing about people I don't really know about. Like today, the article was writing about some girl named Felicia and how she just died from a car accident. It was really sad and all, but I don't know who that is. The article said I knew her from elementary school. I wonder if she's maybe famous now? I'm really starting to miss my family back home. They cross my mind every day. But recently, they've been the focal point of my thoughts for a while now. I hope they let me write another letter or two for Laura or little Jaden. I see their names in the articles, and it's really nice to see things about them. On Wednesday, I saw something about Jaden winning her first spelling bee at school. I also saw Laura getting promoted at her job. Whatever it was, I'm happy for both of them, even though they probably wish I was gone. I'm just going to leave this here. I don't know how much else I could add. I just want to go home now. It seems like the entire world is just beep. Every day, I just sit in here and cry about Jaden's safety. With all this talk in the news about outbreaks and school shootings, sometimes I just wish I was around to teach her how to use a gun. Heck, I'd just be comfortable with seeing her go into second grade. But I can't. Not anymore. Not after everything I've done. Over time, I've learned to just accept it. Even if it hurts, even if I can make it out of prison, my past will come back to haunt me. I just wish I did more for her before I left. I shouldn't take my frustrations out on some piece of paper. Maybe I should just lay down and go to sleep. Night. I woke up this morning to see that Laura apparently cheated on me with her boss. I had a check-in with some doctors today. They asked me how I felt and everything. I think it was their attempt at seeing whether or not the app has affected me. I told them that I felt fine. I didn't mention that what's-her-face or some little beep has been cheating on me for years. I don't know how many articles I've read. There must be hundreds, though, at this point. Sometimes I'll even skip lunch just so that I can catch up on my feed. Is that okay? I feel like I shouldn't do that, but I can't help it. I'm gonna catch up on the stuff I missed. I'll come back to writing later. I don't even understand most of the topics in these articles anymore. It's like all the names and places are foreign to me. I wonder why the app would do this. It doesn't feel very personalized anymore, with the exception of my name popping up sometimes in the articles. I've tried reading through some of my journal entries, but not even those help anymore. I've also been getting some migraines lately. nothing major, but definitely a pain in the beep. I think I'll go to the doctors and ask them for some medication. Hopefully that'll help me. Wold, you look at that. It's almost been a week or so since I wrote in here. Guess I've been busy with other things. I hope people outside don't mind. They won't tell me why I am in here. Did I do something wrong? Oh, it is time to eat. I wonder what is on the menu. I have not eaten in forever. Been busy reading and whatnot. My head keeps hurting. Read something about a kid graduating the second grade. That's cool, I guess. I don't know how it got into me feed, though. The doctors gave me something called Tylenol. I don't know how to use it, so I asked them if they could help me take it. They must not realize how difficult, hard it was to swallow something small like that. My head hurts so much. I need to help, but the doctors said they already gave me some medicine, but I have not taken anything for it. None of these articles are max sense anymore. Well, I make the pain stop. After the test, the D-class was found dead in their cell. An autopsy confirmed they had died just like all the others, with a message that can be found at the top of the description, etched into their brain. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed making it. This week's SCP was written by Jack Dragon X. If you like this podcast, you might also like the YouTube channels The Rubber, Dr. Bob, SCP Explained, Detective Void, or SCP Animated. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts, giving us a good rating, or sending us a voice message. You can also submit SCPs for us to cover via the link in the description. See ya!